supposed to go to Shady Grove early the next morning before they all went to work, go out there and finish picking butter beans. So that night, Brewster kept talking on it. He said somehow he'd always heard that the men was real lazy, didn't work very good. And David hopped all over him then when he said that. So the next morning then, the three couple went out at 5 o'clock to finish picking butter beans. So I stayed here to ride out with them to show them how to get out there. And so they was all over in the back of the garden picking away when we got there, and they climbed on over to the front. He said, all of y'all get back to me inside that gate. He said, I want to make a picture. And David says, under one condition, you take back what you said last night about being was lazy and wouldn't work. Said, how do you think these butter beans got made here if didn't somebody work? And so they all got a kick out of her and helping him all that time.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we worked, I guess, about 2 years getting the information and so on.
That's something to be proud of.
Well, that's it. I think everybody is really proud of the book. I don't know how many hundred that he had. And finally, that the last time that I wrote him three more books, and he sent me seven. And he says, this is the last book, and there'll not be any more printed. I'm not having any more printed. We could have sold good and many more. I don't know how many hundred he did make. Cause I got 300 the first order that I got. And anyway, they'd soon somebody come along buy, because there was a big connection of the relatives.
This was printed in Utah?
Yes. And his wife was real good to work with him. When he had that very time, that first time when he was here, that his mother had given him one old family where they live across the street, second house up, and given him a list of their names, and there was 18 children, I think, in that family. So when we left the Liberty Chapel Church, he just pulled outside the road and handed me that paper, and he said, now tell me, do you know any of these? And as I called the name, and I said, that one lives so-and-so, this one's dead and buried so-and-so, clear down the list. He said, well, Irene, you must know them. And I said, well, their mother lived across the street there and died over there. And still some of the family live over there in that house yet. One of the old widowed daughters at 93, I think, that's living over there with some of the nephews. And but anyway, I told him where every one of that bunch, and he said, well, Irene, you do know them. He said, well, if you just promise that you'll get a lot of help, said, I'll try to get the book out. And so you did have to work a lot, because you could write people and send them forms and ask them to fill them out, and you wouldn't hear anything, you'd write again. And so finally, then when we had it all ready and they came back out here, he said, now they're going to stay at the motel and work on it down there.